Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, I'm back! Your K-drama tita na ubuhin is back! Grabe yung ubo ko last week. Parang ano, yung baga ko, gusto lumabas sa katawan ko. Siya na lang yung mag-a-adjust. Since ayaw naman akong tantanan ng ubo. Anyway, it's Tuesday again mga pamangkin. So I'm back with another K-drama review. And today's K-drama is one of those na was actually nasa bottom ng list ko. Like, I know I want to watch it, but it was not my top priority. So I was kind of saving it for those days na wala na akong gustong panoorin or tapos ko na yung mga priorities ko. But, I saw this one particular TikTok video. And yes, di man ako mapost sa social media, babad po ang inyong tita sa social media. So anyway, I saw this particular video. It was a fan-made video that showed the interaction between the male lead and the female lead of the K-drama na pag-uusapan natin today. When they first got together for the project and when they finally started working on the K-drama and more comfortable with each other. And my gosh, pamangkin, dakilig, my God, dakilig was enough to skyrocket the K-drama on my list. Like, siguro nasa ika-20 plus ko siya sa priority ko, pero biglang shoot up siya sa number one kasi ramdam na ramdam ko yung kilig. But the question now is the kilig off-screen also felt on-screen in the actual K-drama? Well, yan ang pag-uusapan natin today. So, ihanda nyo ng sarili nyo dahil this tita is ready na magpaulan ulit ng mga spoilers. This is the K-drama review of My Lovely Liar. As per Wikipedia, My Lovely Liar tells the story of a woman who can't trust people because of her ability to hear lies and uncovers the truth while getting entangled with a murder suspect whose innocence no one believes in. Alright, so yun yung premise niya. Mahala na kayong mag-research pa. The K-drama stars the lovely Kim So-yoon, who until now I cannot believe. Like, as a K-drama tita, it still amazes me to actually realize, pag nagsisinkin sa akin eh, I just cannot believe that this is the same little girl that I saw from Moon Embracing the Sun. And she really grew up in front of our eyes. Like, I'm a proud mama. Charot. But anyway, Kim So-yeon in this K-drama plays the role of Mok Sol-hee, who has the ability to hear lies. Alongside Kim So-yeon is Hwang Min-hyun, who, just like Cha Eun-woo, okay, itong dalawang to magkamukha. Well, hindi naman sa magkamukha-mukha, pero pareho ko sila talagang... I'm having a hard time believing that these two are human. Like, pakitesting nga talaga kung dumudugo pa rin sila. Kung pula pa rin yung color ng dugo nila. Parang kasing ano eh, pag pinadescribe mo sa akin what I think of an angel would look like if I actually get to see one, parang yung kakalalabasan ng sketch is one of those two. Kasi parang napaka-imposibleng ganito ka-perfect si kuya. Anyway... Yun nga. So, Hwang Min-hyun will play the role of Kim Do-ha, who is a famous but mysterious composer and producer who has a secret past. My Lovely Liar was aired via TVN, which is worth noting. Okay, I just want to point that out because, as I always say in this podcast, when it comes to rom-com, in TVN, we trust. They produce some of the most nakakakilig K-dramas out there. And if you think of a K-drama ng nakakakilig, it's probably produced by TVN or probably aired in TVN. But is My Lovely Liar one of those K-dramas na talagang parang magiging another badge sa TVN na this is something na nakakakilig? Well, let's talk about it. Pag-usapan na natin yan. Now, first of all, I just want to say this one, okay? I just want to say how visually pleasing yung mga bida nitong K-drama na to. Like, yung poster pa lang, my God, ang gaganda. Parang, oh my God, well, I'm perfect. And even yung second lead dito, oh my gosh, ang pogi din ni Kuya Mo. And I can feel it. Give him a good K-drama and he would be one of those again na talagang magiging opa ng bayan natin. Charot. Basta, nakakakilig din. Gwapo din si Kuya Mo. So, yun nga. Dahil sobrang visually pleasing ng mga bida and even ng second lead, minsan, ang hirap makarelate pamangkin. Like, nung isang incident dito, may isang eksena kasi. Ito na, spoilers na ha. May isang incident kasi dito na parang may sumabog na kotse, tatabi ng bidang babae. So, syempre, dinala siya sa hospital, ganun-ganun. Okay naman si ate girl. Kaya lang, ang issue ko, si ate girl, nung dinala sa hospital, may sumabog na kotse ha, malapit sa kanya. Wala man lang siyang kahit anong bahid ng ano. Ang fresh pa rin ni ate girl. Samantalang ako, nag 10 steps Korean skincare na ako, parang ako yung nasabugan ng kotse. Ganon. Anyway, I just want that to get, you know, I just want to say that out or I want to get that out already kasi baka isa kayo sa mga naghahanap ng K-drama na, you know, visually appealing yung mga bida, lalo na kung naglilihi kayo, then My Lovely Liar is definitely one that you should check out. Magaganda yung bida and at the same time, magaganda yung cinematography, sets, costumes, which is, you know, very standard when it comes to, very basic actually when it comes to TV and K-dramas. When it comes to the rom-com, maganda. Maganda talaga. Magaganda yung cinematography, yung editing. Well, another issue yung editing. But anyway, cinematography, sets, props, costumes. Yeah, so everything is visually pleasing when it comes to this K-drama. Now, I just also want to talk about the acting. Now, I want to say that Min Yoon still has a lot of room to grow, which is kind of expected because this is just like his third K-drama after Alchemy of Souls. So, Alchemy of Souls, if I'm not mistaken, is his actual second K-drama, big K-drama, and then this one. But as a mahaderang teta, as a mahaderang tita, syempre, kakapalan ko na yung mukha ko to say that based on my evaluation, he definitely improved, okay? He definitely improved acting-wise compared to his performance sa Alchemy of Souls. My gosh. Medyo doon talagang ilaban na lang natin sa kagwapuhan pero yung acting ni Kuya, very stiff. Pero dito medyo nag-improve na siya. I can see that he really improved as well. But there's still a lot of improvement. That's for Min Yoon. As for Kim So Yoon, of course, wala na akong mako-comment because the girl has been acting since she was very young. And she definitely slayed those heartbreaking confrontations that she had with her mom in this K-drama. But because this is a rom-com and not a drama like, you know, Penthouse or Sky Castle, of course, her acting didn't really shine. There was really no moments na masasabi mo, oh my God, best actress. Walang ganon. Kasi rom-com po ito, okay? So there was no need for it. Kaloka naman, di ba, kung magbe-breakdown si ate mo, girl, in a rom-com. Di ba? Parang kaloka naman kung ini-expect mong ganong moments. So syempre, set your expectation. Okay? Hindi ito bonggang-bonggang actingan. Alam mo na ng acting, walang ganon. Now, aside from being a rom-com, My Lovely Liar is, with its premise, diba? Napakinggan nyo naman. Yung premise niya, where the female lead has this special power, it also falls Of course, partly as a fantasy. Pero here is my main issue with this K-drama, with My Lovely Liar. Pamangkin, episode 10 na, okay? Episode 10 na ako of this 16-episode K-drama. Pero lost pa din ang tita nyo sa kung anong sound ng lie at kung ano yung sound niya compared sa truth. Tumutunog din kasi yung truth eh. Parang iba lang yung ringtone niya, pero tumutunog din siya. So, ang issue ko is very close yung ringtone ng lie. Ringtone talaga. Yung ringtone ng lie sa truth. Kaya episode 10 pa rin. Episode 10 na, lost pa din ako kung ano yung sinabi niya. Truth ba yun or lie? Kasi halos magkatunog. So, yun. Yun talaga yung sa mga pinaka-issue ko sa K-drama na to. And sabi ko nga sa TikTok, suggestion ko talaga, sana man lang, you know, hinabaan nila yung kapag lie, habaan nila yung tugtog or ibahin nila yung tunog. Na talagang kakaiba. Yung parang tipong kapag nag-lie si kuya mo or kung sino man nag-lie, biglang tutunog ng, ay, 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 my little butterfly. Ganon. Sure na sure ako, hindi ka na malilito. Ewan ko na lang, di ba? So, yun nga. Pero hindi. And I think di ako nag-iisa sa sentiment ko na yan. I don't know. Maybe you can reply to me. Send me a message. Malapit na mag-Rufa May doon ah. Yung boses ko. Ba't papunta na ako sa Rufa May? But anyway, yun nga. So, I feel na hindi naman ako nag-iisa. I think I've seen one or two tweets na parang nagsabi din na hindi nila gets yung tunog ng truth sa lie. Pero ewan ko, baka ako nga lang yun, baka yung tita ears ko talaga is medyo hindi na nakaka-distinguish ng different tones. So that was really my main issue with this K-drama and lack of good OST. Okay? Ito yung madalas kong sinasabi every time I review a rom-com K-drama. The K-drama, okay, although this itong My Lovely Liar, the K-drama has OST produced for it, but none of them stuck with me. Walang recall factor na masasabi yung mga K-drama OSTs na produced dito. I guess yung spoilers, kasi talagang si Ate Girl, it is spelled S-P-O-I-L. Anyway, that was one. But, I mean, the main OST of this, pag may makilig moments, pag may iyakan, none of those songs really retained in my memory. They were not catchy enough that people who watch the K-drama will remember it, and people who will listen to the OST will remember the K-drama. And yun nga yung sinasabi ko, when it comes to rom-com, it is important that your OST has to have that recall. Think of, let's say, when you hear the lyrics na, let's say, la 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 la. O, diba? Parang aminin mo, immediately nare-recall mo yung hometown cha-cha-cha. Kasi that song was very catchy. It was used well within the K-drama. So, it really stuck sa mga viewers. And I'm pretty sure everyone who have seen hometown cha-cha-cha, la 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 pa lang, alam na nila, hometown cha-cha-cha yan. Sure na. Or like, for example, sabihin natin yung ano, this beautiful life. Ganon. Diba? Kahit matagal na, naaalala mo pa rin yung goblin. Kasi may ganon. May retention. May recall. Charot. Diba? So, all of that points out to the importance na kapag rom-com, dapat maganda din yung OST mo. And unfortunately, that did not happen with My Lovely Liar. Now, let's talk about the actual story, okay? And now, it's time for you to stop listening. If you have not seen the K-drama yet and you hate spoilers, now's the time to stop listening, okay? Because I will now be talking in detail about the K-drama. Well, I will try to stop myself, but in case lang, at least prepared ka na. Binalaan na kita, okay? Now, let's talk about the story. First of all, this K-drama is very light, okay? Sure, may mystery siya. There's mystery involved in here and some family drama, but not so heavy. So, My Lovely Liar is just perfect for those that just wants to relax and watch a K-drama. Now, let me also break this down by the genres or subgenres of the K-drama. let's talk about the mystery part of My Lovely Liar. So yes, there is a very engaging mystery that needs to be solved at the end of the K-drama. And yes, medyo mga action, may mga very SPG scene dahil merong pong basta may SPG scenes dito. Let's just put it that way. All right. But anyway, talking about the mystery itself, to some of you who loves watching mystery K-dramas, I'm pretty sure you have been, you know, you have already been practiced on so many mystery K-dramas. So the answer to the mystery will be obvious to you as early as episode 4 or 5. I think around that time also, I have already drawn my conclusion. So I wasn't so interested in the mystery already. Kasi parang sa utak ko.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nailatag ko na kung ano yung tingin kong nangyari. But let me just say, okay, eto naman yung medyo talagang happy surprise for me. Let me just say that the plot twist of one of the characters was such a happy surprise. Hindi naman sa pagmamayabang, pero ganun na din. I kind of got a hint na itong character na ito ay kakaiba. I think I got the hint when he was looking so intently in this picture of him and Kim Do-ha. And yeah, I had a feeling, kumbaga, nung mga panahon na yun. But I was still surprised that my guess really came true. That I was actually correct. Because knowing how conservative K-dramas, or Koreans in general, when it comes to their K-drama, I never thought that they are finally, you know, open to have such characters in a K-drama. So it was still a pleasant surprise. And that for me was actually really good in this K-drama. But let me just say as well that if this was, you know, JTBC, I'm sure there were more discussion on the character's secret and his struggle, which did not really happen or wasn't really fully discussed in this K-drama. I would have, you know, want to see that more drama as well, at least a little bit more. But knowing how TVN is so careful on such topic compared to JTBC or even OCN, in terms of the cable providers or cable stations, I don't know what they're called. Anyway, compared to those other two, this is actually a huge step already. I mean, this is an improvement. I'm just, you know, happy that they are now more open and really having a character who openly admits what they are in the K-drama. Because let me tell you now, mga pamangkin, Diyos ko po. Noon kasi pamangkin, we didn't get to be this open. Okay? K-dramas can never have LGBTQIA plus characters. It's just reading between the lines. Ganun yung, that's the most that they can get. They will insinuate that this character is part of the LGBTQIA plus community, but never openly admitting it that yes, I am in love with this one, I am this person, I am gay, I am lesbian, or whatever. Never. never out in the open. Lalo na nga compared sa JTBC, for example, na napaka brave when it comes to their K-dramas. TVN is more of the conservative. So having this type of character in a TVN K-drama, to me, as someone who's been watching K-dramas for almost 2 decades now, with TVN included, most of them. So it's really a huge, huge step. So I'm happy. We're moving forward. So yun. So spoiler, sorry po. I wanted to stop myself pero wala na eh. Sinabihan naman kita, sabi ko magso-spoiler ako eh. Anyway, that's the mystery part. As for the fantasy part. Sure, okay. It was exciting to watch a character with such talent. I don't think I've seen anyone who had such ability. I've seen people na sinisinok, like for example sa Pinocchio, if they're lying. There are other people with special abilities, those that can see smell, I think there's that K-drama. So this is one of those na medyo kakaiba din, pero it's not really that totally out of the box or a new character, but still something new, okay? So somehow it triggers your imagination. Now, what if magaganon din kang, you know, powers? Would I have also used it, or would I have taken advantage of it, or would have I also wished for a normal life? Kasi usually ganon yung struggle ng mga characters na may special abilities in K-dramas like this. The main character would always wish na sana they have a normal life. And, you know, I'm all totally for those types of stories or those story arcs. Pero when I see a character with special abilities and they are already making use of it to the point na pinagkakakitaan na nila, ito na yung main income nila, source of income. I hate when the story eventually ends up with them losing it and finally, you know, living a normal life. Like, no, girl, sayang yung pera. So I'm kind of glad that that didn't sort of happen with My Lovely Liar. She still had her powers until the end, pero di na niya masyado pinagkakitaan na for me is a total waste. Pero that's me because I'm very mukhang pera. Tita niyo mukhang pera. Anyway, as for the K-drama, so like I said, honestly, the start talagang exciting to watch, you know, a K-drama character that has this new special powers. But by episode 6 kasi, medyo nag-die down na din yung excitement ko for her powers. I was kind of hoping that she would use more of... She would have more cases where she would actually help people by, you know, making use of her powers to hear lies. Just like the episodes 1 and 2. I kind of enjoyed that. But yeah, it stopped midway, I think only until episode 4. So I was hoping that she would have more of that and show us how she can take advantage of such gift. But, you know, I think around 7 or 8, wala na siyang masyadong halos na clients. So nag-shift na yung focus ng story sa mystery na, which for me, started out too early. Very dragging kasi hanggang dulo siya na-resolve lang siya at I think last 2 episodes. So 7 or 8 was too early. I don't know. For me, yun nga, I would have been okay with the mystery kung paunti-unti and then, you know, really focus on it by episode 12 or kahit 10 nga eh. Accepted ko pa kahit mga 10. Pero 8, 9, 10, nagsishift na siya eh. So parang ang early naman, parang ewan ko, di ako masyado, di for me na-establish yung amazing powers ni Solhe dito. So, by that time, yun nga, nawala na siya ng clients, nag-focus na sa mysteries. So, nag-die down na din yung excitement ko or yung amazement ko. Amazement? Anyway, yun nga, nawala na din yung ano ko sa powers niya. Idagdag niyo pa na nalito talaga ako sa sound. Diyos ko, Lord. Yung sound na yan. Now, let's talk about the romance, okay? Kasi, in reality, this K-drama is more of a rom-com. More than the fantasy, more than the mystery, it's a rom-com, okay? Now, let's talk about that. as someone who majors in rom-com, I want to say that there is romance, okay? There is kilig in the K-drama. Meron naman. But the kilig I felt for the main lead and the female lead off-screen is more intense. Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. Pero may mga scenes dito na parang, siguro parang inaano ko na lang yung sarili ko na, uy, parang hindi sa Kim Doha and hindi si Mok Sol-hye na yun ah. Parang si Min Yoon at saka si Kim So Hyun na yun. So anyway, like yun, yung landian nila sa mga last episode, parang iba na yung ngiti. Pero I swear, if you watch the behind the scenes footages, OMG, mas kikiligin kayo. Ewan ko, hindi ko talaga gets kung bakit mas nakikilig ako sa behind the scene nitong mga bida ng K-drama na ito rather than, you know, the actual K-drama. Pero nga, on screen, there's still chemistry. There's still definitely chemistry. Hindi naman siya katulad ng mga ibang K-drama na, Diyos ko Lord, wala po talagang mapigang chemistry. But anyway, yun nga, meron namang chemistry on screen, but there was, I guess there was not a lot of build-up to it. Medyo nakulangan ako sa kilig moments for the two of them. Like the writers for me, they kind of lack setting up the romantic moments. Nakulangan talaga ako. And I also hope that there was more of jealous moments. Like I said, cutie pie din yung second lead dito. Check you out. Check nyo na lang. Cutie pie yung second lead. But I felt that the writers lacked imagination, drive, passion, whatever they're lacking. Hindi ko alam kung kulang sila sa kape. But they lacked imagination on how to build up kilig. So, bitin na bitin po talaga ako. And mas kumapit na lang ako sa kilig na hatid ng mga behind-the-scene footages. So, if I were to rate My Lovely Liar on a scale of 1 to 10 and 10 being the highest, overall, I'll give it an 8. Okay? Solid 8. If you have not seen the behind-the-scene kilig moments, then this would definitely be around 7 or 8 for you. A great pastime for, but not something that you'll remember after 2 years. Like, maganda siyang panoorin pag wala ka ng, pag bored ka na, pag gusto mo ng kilig-kiligan lang, ng light na K-drama, this would be perfect for you. It's also nakakakilig din. Di naman siya totally waste. But I'm guessing after 2 years, you may not remember this one. But if, like me, you've seen the behind the scenes, okay, on a kilig scale, I would definitely give this a 9.5 for me. For some reason, mas nakikilig talaga ako sa behind the scenes. But yun nga, di masyado nabigyan ng mga kilig moments, so di masyado mataas ang rating ko sa kanya. And also, let me just say that the sub-stories of this K-drama, very anticlimactic, nakakagigil. nakakagigil in the sense na hindi ko talaga siya maintindihan kung bakit nyo ginawa ito. Like, for example, yung parents ni Sol-hye dito, feeling ko talagang super rush yung love story nila na parang last 2-3 episodes saka lang sila nag-reconnect, saka lang sila nagkaroon ng closure kung ano man nangyari sa kanila in the past. Ewan ko, minadali masyado. Tapos yung sa bodyguard naman at yung idol, okay? Yung nag-spell ng S-P-O-I-L-E-R. Charot. Anyway, so I feel that yung kanila naman, Diyos ko po, pagka-boring. I'm so sorry. If you liked it, okay, that's good. But for me, super bored ako dun sa love story na yun. It was so unnecessary. I didn't even like it. I just hope, you know, move on na tayo. Tapos na yun. Anyway, yun. And then there's also the sub-story naman. Yung love story arc nung ano, nung bar owner and the restaurant, salad restaurant owner. Maganda din sana eh. Maganda din sana siya. Kaya lang, parang pamayat-maya na lang siya. So parang hindi siya consistent na may binibuild up. Tapos parang binuhos nila on the last episode. Actually silang tatlo. Parang ganun. Lahat sila minadali at lahat sila nagsibloom nung mga nasa last 2 episodes na lang. So sana man lang inunti-unti yung from the previous episode, no? Para mas natural yung flow ng romance, ng kilig. But no! nag-decide talaga sila na sabay-sabay natin silang magka-love life ng last episode. Kaloka. Anyway, so things like that affected my overall K-drama experience for this My Lovely Liar, which is why I gave it as 8 an overall score. But that again is just me, okay? Tita nyo lang. So that's my point of view. I'm sure you have your own opinions as well. So let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's at Anyong Tita. And My Lovely Liar is available on Viu. And for my people na nasa Vic, nasa Northern America, I believe it is available on Viki. Doon ko siya pinanood. So yeah, check the K-drama out. It still has some good things to it, but I did say my piece on it. And with that, until the next Tuesday, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Samnida, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Annyeong tita!
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.